Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Did I jinx the Astros yesterday, Seth, by having a segment where we said, when is the next time this team's going to lose a series?
No, you didn't, because okay. I thought that I, as a sane and rational one, injected a little bit of reason into the argument, yeah. In which I said, hey, they'll probably lose. Mm-hmm. A, they're going to lose games to bad teams, because that's what good baseball teams do. Yep. B, it's always a little bit flukish to go as long as you have without losing a series. So they're not that they've lost this series.
No, they haven't lost it yet. Yeah.
Right. So, but the biggest thing, because I immediately heard, I heard the text coming through, Sean, when I woke up this morning at 3:30 a.m. I could hear them. I could hear people warming their thumbs up to say, "I told you, the Astros always play down to bad competition." Yeah. To which I'll reiterate what I said yesterday, which is, who exactly is playing down to the bad competition? If you try to apply sense or reason to this Astros team and the success they've had, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because we look at yesterday, okay, the Astros have a getaway day lineup to the extreme in the first game of a series. And who played down? I mean, Altuve is the only guy you could look at of the various
their best guy
actual major leaguers on that roster. Altuve went 0 for 4, 0 for 5, whatever he went. But you got a bunch of AAA call-ups.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of guys. You've got Kennedy Corona making his major league debut.
That was fun. Okay,
that was a lot of fun.
That was fun yesterday. His
wife was crying when he took his first walk.
Yes.
As a major leaguer in his first at-bat.
That was really cool, man.
The crowd gave him a huge ovation.
He's
a popular dude.
Yes. Very
popular.
Not to mention
he's got, he's Venezuelan, so he's got the little brother to Altuve effect going on there.
Yes, yes.
The guy's been in the organization since Jake Marisnyk was traded away.
And yeah, I didn't know that. He's part of the Marisnyk trade.
Oh, I've always had, I've had to fight against any kind of, animosity I would have over them trading away Marisnyk.
I know Marisnyk is a very popular figure in your household, yes.
Marisnyk went and, yeah, not because of Brandy, because of me.
Yeah.
He's my platonic male crush.
That's fine.
So he's the guy I wish I could be. I was like, yeah, that's a guy I'd rather. Yeah, I don't even want to be an actually great baseball player. I just want to play with the flair and charisma and good looks of Jake
hair
Marisnyk.
And all. Yeah,
like, yes. There's
a lot I would trade for Jake Marisnyk's head of hair.
You ever see pictures of Jake Marisnyk from before he had long hair?
No.
What a boring white dude. Yeah, and he grew the hair out, and they're like, oh my gosh, this guy's a Greek god.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's funny, that dynamic, the long hair dynamic, relievers, it's like, oh, this guy, if he's good, you're like, yeah, this guy has kind of got a wild vibe to him, like Ryan Stanek when he was good.
Yeah.
But when Brian King comes in, or last night Okert comes in and poops the bed, Like, oh, cut your hair.
Oh, cut's no Stanek. I know hair. Him. With him, I like. I don't like the good. Cut of your jib.
They've
son.
All been good.
Damn hippies! I was yeah, get your get a job,
dude. I
at least do your job.
Do your job. Yeah, yeah. Patrick Creighton framed it perfectly yesterday. Going into the game,
yeah.
He said the Astros' actual defensive alignment today, and this is last night's lineup. And I would imagine tonight's lineup is going to be very, very similar because. I don't know that any of the guys that were the big names that were out last night are coming back tonight. I don't know if Christian Walker is only on a one-day paternity leave. I don't know what this calf is with Jake Myers, and we know Yordan and Pena are on the IL right now.
Yeah. Back in my day, your wife goes into labor a week before the All-Star break. She crosses her legs and holds it in. You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
How long was she in labor for? 8 days.
8 days until the All-Star break.
That's right.
Do you understand the streak her husband is on? 12 for 28.
America's,
8 RBIs over 6 games.
America's gotten soft. Defensive alignment for yesterday's game. Left field, minor leaguer. Center field, minor leaguer making his MLB debut. Right field rookie, that would be Cam Smith. Third base, actual starter, Paredes. Shortstop, minor leaguer, that'd be Zach Short. I like when Creighton puts, at second base, you're starting left fielder.
I know. Altuve's making a good case that he might be able to make the transition to second base.
Second base,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, threw a Jamoke out at home on the money.
He did.
Put it on the cash, as Alex Bregman might say.
He did. Backup catcher at first base, Caratini. You got Yiner at catcher, so that's something.
And he's a starter.
Your DH is a minor leaguer. Well, the thing about Yiner, your DH is a minor leaguer. The thing about Yiner, it's not. Yeah, he's an actual big leaguer. He was also your cleanup hitter last night, and he's got an OPS of like 684 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so that's where I know you guys. I you can say I told you so all you want about the Astros playing down to teams. Stop trying to make sense. It's like you're trying to use Newtonian physics to explain quantum physics.
Yes.
This team is quantum physics. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're playing the best team in the league, the worst team in the league, whatever it might be. I would say if you showed me the Astros lineup last night at the beginning of the season and you tell me, hey, they're about to go up against a major league team that's lost how many in a row, Sean?
10 going into last
Ten
night.
10 in a row.
Yeah.
I would say good luck to these guys. Yeah. I don't know. It's a minor league squad going up against major leaguers.
You know what I would have told you if I saw this lineup? If you had shown me this lineup in March and you had said, on July 7th, this is the lineup the Astros are going to trot out there against the Guardians, I would have said that they pushed the button on a rebuild. That's what I would have said. I would have, because there's no Pena in there. There's no Yordan Alvarez in there. It's minor leaguers all over the place. Like if you'd show me on March 28th or something, you tell me what you think the Astros season looks like right now with this as their lineup on July 7th. I'm telling you nothing else. This is their lineup. That lineup I just described to you, I would have said that this was a horrific first half of the season where Hunter Brown turned into a pumpkin again and Fromber's not pitching well. Lance McCullers didn't come back. All these things. I would have said that they've hit the button on a rebuild. The Pena and Yordan, I would have said they're just trying to accumulate as much stuff as they can. Which would have been bad decisions because obviously Pena and Yordan are under great contractual situations right now.
Yeah.
But it highlights the fact that there's no explanation for the fact that, no, the answer is they've had a bunch of injuries. I would have accepted that. I said, okay, they have a bunch of injuries. What's their record? Oh, they're 19 games over 500. What the hell? You know, like my first guess would have been rebuild. My second guess would have been injuries. My next guess would not have been 55-36 leading the division by 7 games. That would not have been my next guess.
This team has driven me to Eastern philosophy, Sean. I've just been sitting around trying not to question things.
Pondering.
And just accept them.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just trying to go with the flow of the river, Sean, and just understand where that's right. That's right. Then it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to see Hector Neris. Got to see Caleb Ort. Yay. Yeah. You know, sometimes...
I like seeing Neris and Kennedy Corona. Those are my two favorite moments last night. And Taylor Trammell, his first major league hit. See, that's where I really, really wanted the Astros to win that game last night so that I could listen in on Cleveland this morning on their 11th straight loss and having the catalyst to the Astros comeback be a guy who'd never gotten a hit before. Hit a three-run homer to get the Astros back in the game. And then Paredes doinks one off of the Chick-fil-A foul pole there later in the inning to tie the thing up. I really thought they were going to win that thing last night.
Oh, no, who had never gotten a hit before?
Taylor Trammell, I don't think.
First hit with the Astros?
The Astros, I think. I guess, okay, yeah. I think. Right, it was you. First yeah. something. I was
No. First hit with the Astros.
The Astros.
I mean, he's been in the league a while.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Astros. That's what I meant. Yeah, because that would have been sheer misery for Cleveland. But instead, I did listen in a little bit. They were not buying in very much on that win meaning much last night. They're like, they beat a good team, but I don't recognize any of these guys.
Right. Oh, Sean, I got, you know, so the Astros had 15 guys on the IL as of yesterday. Plus, I guess, Christian Harris or Christian Walker. But that's been the most annoying things. About the way the Dodgers have been handling getting swept by the Astros. Yeah. They immediately, I've been looking at my comments, which I shouldn't have, because I had a post that kind of went viral. So I got all these Dodgers fans in my comments, and unanimously, they wrote, "Well, oh, what's up? We're injured. Yeah. Don't you know we're injured?" I'm like, did you guys even watch the games?
Yeah.
Like, did your commentators not mention anything at all? Are you telling me that you like that you know these guys who are playing for the Astros,
yeah,
and that you're, oh yeah, Cooper Hummel, of course. Well, our injuries have kept us from playing against the likes of Zach Short and Cooper Hummel. What the hell are you talking about? We got you got two actual major league pitchers plus a half a major league pitcher in Lance McCullers,
right,
and
right.
a bunch of young guys and rookies and journeymen out there. That was so impressive about everything the Astros have done so far. So I know I'm not going to freak out about a loss to the Guardians in which you were playing largely a minor league roster.
Dodger fans are the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst. They're the worst because they're the combination of the worst fans. They are the entitled rich kid fan,
yeah,
and they're the fan that will hit you over the head with a wrench at the game and beat you up, 4-on-1, beat you up outside of the stadium. Like, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Like, it would be bad if you had one or the other. They're both. You know what I mean? Like, they are like, they're like the entitled Beverly Hills kid had sex with some thug, and then it spits out this Dodger fan. You know, that's what it is. It spits out a Dodger
it's
fan.
It's a they're, mafioso who
yeah.
married a Hollywood rich kid.
And they're just,
yeah,
they're entitled. Yeah. They are entitled sociopaths, is what they are. Entitled. Mm-hmm. Rich kid sociopaths.
And they play, and that's, again, they spend 50% more on their players and on their roster than the
right.
Astros
Entitled.
Do. The Astros ain't cheap.
Entitled.
So, and they're sitting there like, oh, yeah, but we have our injury. Yeah, Tyler Glasnow's been injured since 1993.
Exactly.
You spend a boatload of money on guys who are injured all the time. You just went and Anthony Davis yourself.
Man,
I hate them all.
Text message.
Good morning, everybody. Eastern philosophy.
My takeaway. Yeah. That's right. Zen. There's no why. It just is. Okay.
Yes.
Don't go
yes.
searching for the why. It just is. Text message. My takeaway from yesterday is Sean may need to spend his October in Jamaica. I'll have you know I'm at the game tonight. All right. I'm going to be there live. If you think I'm the reason they lost, it's going to be amped up significantly tonight. I'll be in the building. So be prepared. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Up next, Rafael Stone met with the media yesterday on trading Cam Whitmore, on welcoming back Clint Capella, and on trading Jalen Green. We'll hear from the Astros, the Rockets GM, coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.